You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday, guys. So glad you guys are tuning in and lining up to listen to the show today. So glad to have you guys back on this Tuesday. It's cold out. Well, for some of us, it's cold. Florida's a different ballgame. Very hot there right now. Guys, you know, I wanted to talk to you about our show last week. You know, the gentleman and his mom came on. That was really, really deep. You know, after the show, I got a chance to talk to the gentleman that was a victim of this heinous crime of being lured outside to almost lose his life. And that's very serious. You know, that's very serious on how people can lure you into your death. And hopefully he'll get better with time. And, you know, like his mom said, the criminals, they actually know him. He doesn't know them. So we'll keep him in our prayers. But guys, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about toxic relationships and how they end up being toxic. You know, there was a young lady that recently, and I was actually trying to get her on the show, but she's not quite ready to talk about what's happened to her with this gentleman that she got involved with. She actually met a guy many years ago. You know, he was regular guy. She known him for some years. And then he goes to prison. And she didn't know that this young man had a very weary past. You know, he turned into like a con artist type of thing. She gets involved with this guy and doesn't know that he's married. So she's doing jail visits on certain days. The wife is doing jail visits on certain days. So they don't clash and bump into each other. So they don't even know each other. But then she finds out he's on his way home, you know, after doing a 9-year bid. And she's been there for him the whole 9 years. And then mysteriously, he gets out. And she's like, you know, she got his draw space set up for him at home. Like, you know, this guy's coming home. We're going to have a happy life together. Later to find out, he actually didn't go home with her. He actually went to his legally binded wife. And this was really hurtful to her. So she didn't know what she was going to do, trying to find out the truth, if he's still with the wife or not. And then within 30 days of his prison release, she finds out via a phone call from jail that he's incarcerated again. I know this sounds crazy, but he's incarcerated now for domestic violence, like really bad domestic violence. You know, he got locked up before for some gun charges, some other stuff, armed robbery. And then he gets locked up now for domestic violence. And he calls her because he wants her to bail him out, not knowing that the wife, you know, the legal wife, is the one that said, you got to go, buddy. And upon him getting the word of, you know, your time is up here, meter has expired, he begins to assault the wife. And he starts choking her, beating on her. And he pistol whipped her, by the way. Mind you, he's a convicted felon, not supposed to have a gun. What are you doing with the gun? Why are you pistol whipping a woman anyway? And now he's back in jail after all this time, 9 years of his life that went by, you know, and now he's looking for a way out. And it's very sad because here it is, this woman that actually was there for him for the 9 years, the side piece. You know, she's thinking all this time, he's down for me. She gives him money. She retires from her job. She gives him some of her pension money, you know, to get him back on his feet again. And then, lo and behold, this guy is just like giving the money to the wife while she's thinking he's out there building a brand, starting a business. Never happened. So, you know, it pays to be honest sometimes, mainly all the time, because bad things happen when you're not honest. You know, it's not even just the guys. You know, guys like when I say this because I'm not biased. Sometimes it's the ladies as well. You know, there's a gentleman that he's seeing a lady, didn't know that she was married. She says, oh, I'm single. You know, and someone he knew said, no, she's not single. She's actually married. Do you know the type of situation this guy could put himself in, not knowing the truth about her marital status? Because for guys sometimes, you know, they can go out, they can have fun, they can party a little bit, they can cheat, they can even go out and make babies, you know, and keep it a big secret. But when it's found out, the woman is more, you know, like, he made a mistake. I gotta, like, work with him. Sometimes this is the case, guys. Sometimes women are not so, you know, eager to just let their men just go, you know, you did this, all right, now you gotta get out. Some women's mentality is, I'm not going to get rid of you until I'm ready to get rid of you. I'm not going to get rid of you until I feel like it's time. Not because this is what you want or she wants. So they keep holding on and they stay in the relationship. But for some guys, when this thing takes a turn for the left and they realize, hey, she's sleeping around, she's messing with my friends, guys tend to take this a little bit more personal, very personal, and they seem to get like a little crazy on the inside. Their pressure goes up. Their blood begins to boil. You know, you can see it in their face. It's like they get no sleep. They got bags under their eyes. I mean, it's just incredible how the tables can turn and the men are really affected, you know, the worst. They're not sleeping. They're not eating. You know, they don't even want to date anybody. All the craziness that they did, they don't want to even do it anymore because they're like, I can't believe she did this to me. How could she betray me? You know, but it's okay for the tables to turn and for the guy to betray the female. You know, that's supposed to be okay. You know, because that's like, if you guys ever seen Spartacus, you know, show of hands. Spartacus in those days, they were like with everybody in the water. You know, it was like a baptism. You know, they had orgies. Everybody was with everybody's wife and everybody, they were okay with it. It was like, it was fine. It was like, it was the best news of the day. You know, this was the thing to do. So if you look back in those medieval times, you'll see that this was a common practice. So people act like toxic relationships just started in 1995. I take it back, 1985. No, they started way before you were even thought about, in the mid 1700s. You know, this stuff was going on. And then what happens, as time went on, people realized that it just wasn't worth it. You know, people have a moment to sit back and think, and like, if I could have did this a little different, like, where would I be today if I would have just, you know, handled things differently? Some people seek therapy. Some people go through counseling. You know, and I never really understood that part about counseling after infidelity. You know, like, what do you really say to a person after, you know, a person has done certain things with other people? You know, and guys, by the way, people seem to have forgotten about HIV. You know, they got so tangled up with COVID and, you know, put your mask on, don't breathe on me type of thing. But then they're having unprotected sex. You know, many babies were born during COVID. You know, that was the highest population time during COVID. You know, breeding and inbreeding, it was going on. So people seem to have put a lot of things when it comes down to your health to the side. You know, and some people were like, if I'm going to die, then let this be my last round, you know, take one for the team type of thing. And this is what happened in 2020 and still going on. People seem to have forgotten that there's a real sickness out here and people are still living with the consequences of making bad decisions, of being with the wrong person or maybe the wrong people, let's say. Because back in Spartacus days, they had these diseases and people, you know, they used herbs. They didn't go to the doctor and say, hey, I need a, you know, some penicillin or whatever it is they give you to get rid of that little bug. So nowadays, it just makes all the sense in the world to stay protected and take care of yourself and stay out of relationships that you're unfamiliar with. Because, you know, as everything glitters is not gold, and the grass that looks green is really rotten up under it, because it could be sod. You just never know. So you guys have to be very careful on making the right decisions when it comes to relationships and the level of toxic relationships, because we're living in a time where people are not sane. You know, there was a guy riding in an Uber. He actually stabbed the Uber driver, you know, stabbed her up because he said he felt like today was the day that he actually killed somebody. So this alone should tell you, listen, people are not living in a time where they're sane. People are upset about a lot of different things. The young man that did the shooting in Walmart, you know, went in the break room and killed his, you know, his coworkers. He was a supervisor. You know, he was just like fed up. I have to deal with these people. I have to deal with this. I'm dealing with the outside world. I'm dealing with my sexuality. You know, people teased him and made fun of him. And this is what a lot of people don't know. So he may have been bullied because of his gender. You know, he had an alternative lifestyle. So some people say things that are mean. And a lot of people can't live with mean words. So it pays sometimes to be nice because you just don't know what buttons you may push with someone. And they may say, this is the last straw. I'm going to take my last sip and I'm going to be done with you. So it pays to just pay close attention to a person's mental well-being, because that person may be suffering from depression. That's very big today. Depression, mental illness. Some people are suffering from depression because they're on depression meds. Sometimes depression is not brought on naturally. It's brought on medically. Some of these medications that these people are taking actually puts them in a state of depression. It gives them a downer so they can cope with life. Well, what's going on in front of them? Because a lot of people just can't cope with reality. You know, you say mean things and they're like, you're against me. Not knowing that it's called constructive criticism. And what you're doing is you're actually trying to help them. Some people don't want your help. They want you to say good things to them. They want you to make them feel good. And this may be a total stranger. You could be in the supermarket and, you know, somebody walks down the aisle. You don't know them. They don't know you. And they're like, hello. And you're like, nodding your head, looking crazy, like, I don't know this person. And they're just looking to strike, you know. And this is how, you know, there's a lot of lonely people out there. Because people are looking to strike up conversations with just strangers, just to hear something new. So it pays sometimes to just follow suit and just be nice and have that conversation and talk to someone. Say hello, even if you don't know them. You know, it's always been this thing with Southerners. I remember my first time going down to South Carolina many years ago with a college friend of mine. She was from Gaffney, South Carolina. And I remember seeing people wave and speak. And I'm like, okay, I don't know these people, but I would wave. She's like, just wave. You know, this is the thing to do in the South. You just wave, you know, just wave back and smile, you know, and it was very friendly. And me getting the grasp of, from a child anyway, of having great hospitality, because that's what my mother demonstrated to us because of her nationality, you know, being Dominican, people come over, you know, you don't even got to know these people. You invite them over for dinner. You know, I remember having a lot of strangers that we didn't know. My mom's like, listen, I just met them. They're coming over for dinner. I mean, like, really? And as a young girl saying, that's crazy, but okay. You know, because we grew up like, don't talk to strangers. But my mom always had great hospitality. So we picked up the traits of having great hospitality to now me getting older, going off to college, going to visit some of my dorm room friends, parents in the South, and seeing how the Southerners lived. Very interesting. And God bless my mother-in-law's soul. She was a Southerner as well. She was from South Carolina as well. And the hospitality that my mother-in-law had was impeccable. You know, she kind of reminded me of what I was accustomed to. They feed you, you know, you come in, they greet you. Just great hospitality of being in the family of Southerners that, you know, were real Southerners, because she grew up there in the South. She had a lot of history in the South. So she knew how to appease a stranger. And it was just an incredible experience. And I wish today my mother-in-law was still alive, because she was like the bright light for the holidays, you know, gave me a reason to go to the South and enjoy that great hospitality again. You know, and even when my husband and I traveled to the Dominican Republic, my dad and my relatives there, you know, they show my husband great hospitality. They're like, you guys don't eat out. We're going to cook every day for you. You know, it's just a way of people having good nature. And that's what is lacking in a lot of people. And that's why it's so much violence going on. And I know it has a lot to do with the drug trade right now, you know. And that plays a major part in people having differences in opinions when it comes to being friends with others, you know, because some people have territories and they're like, this is my turf. This is the line. Don't cross it, because it's a form of disrespect. And I get it. You know, you got to have respect for people's territories. But some people are like, what gives you the right to this side of the street? This is public land, buddy. And they take a chance and they cross the street and they're doing illegal activities. The next thing you know, and their brains is on the ground. It's just that I believe if they had better hospitality and better communication, that they wouldn't mind saying, okay, we can work together, you know? But it's not like that today. Everyone has this relationship with themselves that they just want to live alone. They want to be alone. And that's how, you know, people are moving today with facing this toxicity of relationships, be it friendships, be it marriages, be it relatives. A lot of people have toxic relationships with their own relatives. And this is another sad thing, you know, because you're like, you're alone. You have your family because that's a part of your history. That's a part of who you are. That's a part of the good times and some bad times. But when you have to fight amongst family and be at war with your own siblings, and you have some siblings that will never get acknowledged by another sibling because of their treacherous behavior. You know, I've never seen a sibling, well, I have seen it firsthand, actually, fight over their family members' belongings, you know, property, assets. They so humbly feel good about stealing from their siblings for their own selfishness. I mean, by the way, when you die, you can't take it with you. So what's the point in even being selfish and finding a way to be selfish? You know, it brings on animosity. And you know who it brings animosity onto? The next generation. And that's why the next generation will definitely miss out on their childhood. They don't get to have the family gatherings. Nobody gets together anymore. That's very rare today. You don't see that anymore. You don't see the younger kids playing together, hanging together, saying, we're going to do this together. You don't see that anymore. Because they're like, my mom doesn't talk to your mom. My dad doesn't talk to your dad. And then the conversations that take place amongst adults that the children hear. I heard a young kid say the other day, that's why you're on psych medication, to another young cousin of his. And I'm saying to myself, he had to hear this conversation from another adult. You know, and it's like the younger kid, and listen, the age group, I'll tell you honestly, is between 6 and 7. So can you imagine a 6-year-old having this conversation with a 7-year-old cousin? Do you know the toxic relationship they're building because adults have children listening to adult conversations? I know it's been plenty of times my kids were ear hustling and I would say adult conversation and they would know immediately to back up because this conversation is not for my ears. Like, okay, mom. You know, but nowadays these kids are like all involved. You know, they're smoking weed with their parents. They're drinking with the parents. Like, where are you getting this stuff from? Like, where is adults really being adults at? You know, what happened to adults? Like, adults are not even adults anymore. Adults used to dress a certain kind of way. Adults are dressing like teenagers now. You know, it's like they're reliving their youth because they feel like they missed it. They missed it because they had to grow up too fast. You know, you remember your mom, your dad, they were wearing polyester. Mom was wearing polyester skirts and silk blouses, and dad was wearing polyester suits, dress slacks, and he had on a dress shirt, you know, with the sleeves rolled up because that was short sleeves in the summertime. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's like dads don't dress like the dad anymore. They're dressing like the older teenage brother, and they're thinking that, you know, it's cool, it's hip, and this is how I'm supposed to look. And I get it. It's the change of the times. Bell bottoms are no longer in. You know, you can't even go to looking like a dad because they would The kids would say, what is that? Your grandfather? Your grandmother? You know, the flat shoes the parents used to wear. Those are not, that's not considered attractive anymore for a parent. You have to be wearing stilettos now, rolling up in the school. God forbid you have a scarf on. They're making fun of you all day long because your parent came in dressed like a granny, you know? Oh, look at such and such. Their grandparents had to come up to the school today, not knowing that that was really the parent. So it's a lot that goes on today with the mental status of toxic relationships within neighborhoods, within communities, within families. And people wonder why things are turning around the way that they are. By the way, guys, I lost a very good friend of mine due to stage 4 cancer. I'd like to give him a special shout out, Mr. Vera. God bless his soul. Really great guy. That just really came across my thoughts. His funeral was today. And I thought I would mention that. Really good person, you know, who believed in having good relationships. And, you know, it's good when you have good relationships because people always acknowledge you. And if something bad happens to you, they will forever think about you and remember you and say, this person was such a good person. You know, they say, you know, bad things happen to the good people. Or sometimes you even meet good people through the bad people. That happens a lot today, too. You know, so you could have a toxic relationship with someone else and they have like a really good person that they know. And just so happened they introduce you to them. And then you have this great relationship with that person. And you've known that other toxic person who's a naysayer to everything that happens in your life. And they really, you know, shine a different type of light on you where you're like, I wish I knew this person longer. And then you start talking to them and you feel like I've known them all my life because that's the energy that they give you. And you feel like you want to forever be in that person's company versus the friend that you've had for 20 years plus that has nothing positive to say, but everything negative to say. And guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about the war on drugs. You know, there was a case I'd like to discuss with you. You know, can't mention the names because there's some confidential things in the case that can't be exploited, but I can talk about certain elements and facts of the case. That's a little mind-blowing. A lot of mind-blowing. I don't know if you guys ever watch Snowfall that comes on. I believe it's on Hulu. I believe it's on Hulu. And, you know, Franklin, who's one of the castmates, and they got a whole bunch of other people on the show. And, you know, I want to talk to you guys about something really, really deep. Some things I can discuss because it's public information, and some things I'll take a pause on. But guys, let's take a commercial break and I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home. Fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, she buys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, welcome back. People are actually coming on in, and I'm glad you guys are coming in on this segment of the show. You know, when you take on a position in law enforcement, you take an oath, and it's to do the right thing. And unfortunately, a lot of individuals who decide to sign up for that task of taking an oath to be honest, to be truthful, to protect and to serve, have failed the system. You know, there's a DEA agent just went public recently. He was arrested for corruption, taking bribes, using drugs. And I brought up the show Snowfall because that show basically is giving you a reality of what's really going on here. You know, there's a war on drugs, and this DEA agent basically said, I was guilty of doing a lot of things, but I didn't do them alone. So now this has opened the door for a nationwide investigation on undercover DEA agents that have or still is participating in corruption. You know, it's one thing to be involved through the course of your job with narcotic use, narcotic sales, because as an undercover, there's certain things that you have to do and a role that you have to play. Because in all actuality, you're going to save your life by doing so. But it's one thing that I have always been against, and that is anything that involves any type of abuse with a child. And in this particular situation, you have a DEA agent that is participating in human trafficking, drug usage with minors, underage girls. You have a mule who's running back and forth to get these young girls and bring them back to America, smuggling them. And then at the end, they are murdering these girls because they're no more use to them. You know, and some people, they feel like this is okay. And it's really not okay. And it kind of makes you wonder, why do they cut deals with anybody that is a participant of human trafficking with young girls for prostitution. And guys, this is real. And you know, at the end of their career, they get to talk about these type of things or put a book out there exploiting everybody, because now, guess what? This is what I did, and I'm going to tell the world what I did, and I'm going to tell them who was behind it. And this DEA agent, he actually has a book that's set to be released because he feels like his truth was never told. He feels like he's the only one that is wearing the shoes of everybody else. I'm the only one, these are his words, that's going down for these acts, but I didn't participate alone. The war on drugs, you know, their whole thing is to find out who's the big dog. Find out who's the big dog, take them down. You know, start off with the little people because you can pinch them a lot easier. They're afraid. They're willing to talk, you know. But when you start doing things that require you to involve yourself intimately with minors, that's a very big sign that someone else has to be responsible for that agent's actions. Because, it, you know, a lot of people don't know how this stuff works. So I'll give you a little bit of insight. It's like a roadmap. You figure out your route of travel. And when you get to your destination, you have to have a route of travel back. And along the way, you make these little pit stops. So a higher superior actually knows your pit stops. They know what's supposed to take place. You tell them. So it can be impossible for you to go out of boundaries if a superior knows your next pit stop. How are so many mistakes being made and allowed? You guys think Snowfall is just a show? They just put it out there. No, just didn't happen like that. You got people that have been a part of an operation that has retired and says, listen, I want to give you my story. I want to give you facts. And I want to show you in black and white so that it's confirmed of what happened so you can write this story and you can reenact everything that happened. I mean, murders, drug overdoses, all kinds of craziness that people who are truly involved will never get touched. You know, there was a guy that was buying body parts recently, and basically he had to give up his source, and he got off really easy, guys. You got to look at how the dynamics are set up. And I'll say it again. If it doesn't affect you or your loved ones, people really don't give a hoot. Until it happens to you and you have to wear the shoe on the other foot, that's when you're going to take a stand and say, something has to be done. But why would it take you so long to make that decision on pulling the chain and saying, This is where it stops. I'm getting involved. Someone just said to me the other day, who's voting for these politicians? Because they're just putting the seats down and they're in office. Because people are claiming, I didn't vote for that person. So are the machines really rigged? Is that what it is? Something is happening here. People are taking over powerful seats and being in full control of what's being allowed to happen to people and their children. They're doing programs for, you know, victims' families that have been gunned down. Okay, what are you doing so significant that will help the family in their grieving process? You know, I'll tell you how corrupt people are. I'm on a case, and God bless this prosecutor's soul. This prosecutor is stating, you know, secretly, don't know who I am, sitting in the hallway, that they're purposely withholding evidence. You took an oath, Mrs. Prosecutor, to abide by the law. It just goes to show you that people that raise that right hand can be the scum of the earth. And not everybody is that way. You know? My question I always ask is, you want to go home or you want to go to jail? I give you a choice. Meanwhile, you got others making the choice for you. Corrupt. And the bad thing is that people that take this oath for law enforcement, any division you're in, you take an oath to do the right thing. You know, guys, I'm going to take you back a little bit to 2020 when I had that rape slash burglary charge against me that was fabricated by a Newark police officer that took an oath. I'm going to tell you, when he raised his right hand to give that falsified testimony, and that prosecutor who was willing to prosecute me based off of that false testimony, by the way, the judge ruled it out as judicial misconduct. Yeah, lawsuits are coming, by the way. You can't just fabricate and destroy someone's life because you're noted as the scum of the earth. I don't know if it takes to give law enforcement individuals more psych evaluations to see where their mental is. But there's a position that you must take. And you got to say to yourself, are the people that's being employed, are they mentally sane? Because just like I heard that prosecutor say, I withheld that evidence. Guess what? The evidence in my case was also withheld to the grand jury, which led to my indictment that could have barred me from forever being a part of my daughter's life. I would have had to register as a sex offender. I would have lost my job. Because automatically, any domestic situations, you're out. You're done here. Your life is over. Rape accusations. You're on the registry as a sex offender. Your life is over. Who's going to ever trust you around kids? Who's going to ever trust you around anybody? So don't mistake these people in uniforms or badges or people that take that oath to do the right thing, don't ever think that some of them are going to do the right thing, because they're just cut from a different kind of cloth. And when you have a prosecutor that's willing to put their livelihood on the line and say, this is the truth, and I'm going to move forward to prosecute, makes a very scary place. And by the way, when I was arrested for that falsified charge back in 2020, because my last name is Torres, they didn't even ask me my nationality when they filled out the report, which was strange to me because the color of my skin is fairly brown. I mean, you know, I'm pecan tan. They checked off Latino. They didn't even ask me what my nationality was. They made that determination based off of my last name. And that's what made it even more scarier. And not only that, but going into a facility, a holding facility, where I had to be put in a hole because of my job, I couldn't be in the public. I couldn't be among the regular prisoners because I had several pending cases in that same facility that they were holding me in. So I had to go into PC, protective custody, not by choice, but because of my job. So I wasn't able to have any of the luxuries that anybody else had while I was on my short stay. And I tell you guys, people don't understand. You can get caught up with the wrong people that take that oath to do the right thing and tell the truth. You don't know, like I didn't know what was in that prosecutor's mind or the other prosecutor that stood there and blatantly said to the officer, I didn't play the whole video on purpose because I wasn't sure what you were going to say. How downright dirty is that? But you expect justice? You will never get a fair shake at it unless you're helping fighting for your own life. Don't leave the fight up to anybody else. And guys, every time you come onto this show, I'll keep reminding you, protect yourselves from all toxic situations. Because these people today are very desperate and lonely. You have to be careful of who you surround yourself and who you allow your children to surround themselves with. It could be family members that are toxic. And you don't want that energy around your six-year-old that's bragging about, you know, their cousin on depression meds at seven. You don't want that. It's killing off the character. Guys, I'd like to thank you for coming on. We have 14.9 million listeners on today from the East Coast to the West Coast. Special shout out to the team that's all behind LA Talk Radio, the producers. I love you all, guys. Guess what? We got a special guest coming on next week to tell their story. I look forward to seeing you guys. Same bat time, same bat place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.